Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Dharma Gathering. Today is Tuesday, I think. It is April the 19th. And I know that because we are joined by the Venerable Thubten Chönyi. And she is speaking about rejoicing brings joy. So you can check out her biography. It's underneath the video there on the webpage. And as you listen to the talk, you'll have questions, I'm sure. So we do have a comment box. If you've never been here before, type your comment in there and just click the button, and then I will read the questions out to Chönyi. And so let's get started. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. So welcome to everybody. Good evening. And rejoicing in joy is a joyful topic. So whatever mood you're in, don't deny it. And we're not going to try to change it. But we will explore this quality of joy that I know you regulars have been doing kind of daily now for the last couple of weeks. So you may have some ideas about it. I thought tonight we'd do a lot of meditation, not so much talk. I'll do a little background. But really do some meditation in evoking that feeling of joy inside of us. See how that works. So, but first, let's just bring ourselves present. So if you will get yourself in your meditation posture, whichever works best for you. If you're in a chair, get your feet flat on the floor and your spine straight. If you're on a cushion, of course, then get comfortable with your spine straight as well. Shoulders leveled, tongue behind your front teeth, lips closed. Stretch your neck a little bit, make sure that you are straight. And then eyes lowered. So if you can leave a little bit of light coming in, that's good. If you do a practice that's an eyes open practice, that's also good. Don't even lower them. If you do a closed eye practice, it might be worth a try to just see if you can let a little light come in. And so be aware of your body in the space. You know, feel your connection with the chair, the floor, the room. Be aware of the sensations in that connection with chair and floor and room. Be aware of the sense data that's coming in, sense, sounds, tastes even, physical contact, and that little bit of light or whatever you see. Not trying to focus or identify any of it, but just being aware of it and letting it pass through. And then bring your attention inside your own body. Taking a moment to scan from the bottom of your feet up to your collarbone, up to the top of your head. Noticing sensations. Seeing if there's any tightness, tension, discomfort, pain. Just notice it as a sensation. Breathe into those places that might feel a little tight. And let them soften. And take your attention to your breathing. Just noticing it, being aware of it. And our very first rejoicing is to rejoice that we are breathing. It's so easy to take our own lives for granted or to take our own health for granted. Right this moment, here we are together sharing in the Dharma. You're breathing well enough to be sitting up. We can really rejoice in that. We'll take about three good breaths just in silence to see, be aware of the sensations and how that breath feeds your whole being, your body as well as your mind. So I want to say just a few words about what joy is. It comes up in the Buddhist context in several ways. One is as the fourth of the four immeasurables. The first one being wishing all beings to have, that all beings have happiness and its causes, which is the quality of love. That all beings be free of suffering and their causes, which is the quality of compassion. That all living beings never be separated from sorrowless bliss. And that's the quality of joy. That's the third one. And that all beings abide in equanimity, free of bias, attachment, and anger. So that balanced, even mind. So this quality of joy is actually wishing people, beings, never to be separated from happiness. And that's both kinds of happiness, the temporal happiness, and also spiritual happiness, the definite goodness that is the cessation of all suffering, ultimately. But this wish is for happiness to have, even in our present condition, that our minds be free and at ease, that we have joy and be free of pain, that we not be separated from that. So then another place that joy comes up is in the six perfections, where we talk about joyous effort. So again, this is this quality of joy coming into our Dharma practice. And in that context, we're talking about having joy or delight in practicing virtue. So having delight in our own goodness, having delight in the goodness of others. So we can look at the qualitative feeling of joy and see that it has a few places where it's so important. The great saint Shantideva says that without joy, with our effort, there is no merit at all. And there's like there's no movement without wind. So that this joy is really a motivating factor in our practice that keeps us going, keeps us going to the cushion whenever we go. It keeps us practicing generosity as we do. Our joy is what keeps us coming to the daily Dharma gathering every night because we have an appreciation for it. So I thought it would be nice to simply spend some time rejoicing in goodness and see if the feeling of joy begins to arise in us naturally. Because it's not an externally induced phenomenon. I mean, we can get it from a beautiful sunset or, I don't know, a tender moment with someone we care about. You can have feelings of joy arise, but the kind that's really stable and doesn't depend on the external world to do anything is the kind that we cultivate in our own mind and heart. And that's what this meditation is designed to do. So, we haven't probably gotten too far out of our meditation pose, but let's readjust that. And our reflection will be on rejoicing in our own and others' goodness. So we start with ourselves. Maybe because this is harder. But really bring to mind a quality that you know is expressed from your own kind heart, that your own goodness expresses. A quality or a skill that you happily share with others, easily share with others. It could be that you have a great smile. It could be that you have a tendency to feed people who are hungry. It could be any kind of habit or quality that expresses your good heart. But think about, bring it to mind. Bring one. People have probably told you, oh, you're so easy to be with, something like that. And you know, we so often take that for granted or brush it aside. Oh, yeah, that's just something I do. But now we're going to look at it as, no, this is a product of my own goodness. And without pride, without arrogance, it's not about being puffed up, but it's about acknowledging, yes, I have this quality of goodness. And rejoice in that for a moment. And then see if you can bring to mind a time or two or three or four when this was expressed, where someone else really benefited from this quality. And you can cultivate a little joy, rejoicing, like, wow, that was really lovely. Take a minute with that one. So rejoicing in our own goodness. We have more than one good quality. If we ask ourselves to list what our good qualities are, it's hard to do because we don't acknowledge them very much usually. We can see somebody else's. It's hard to see our own. And it's important that we do. It gives us confidence that when we're on the path, that we are really building our love and compassion, good qualities based on something as a foundation. But let's turn our attention then to someone that we know, maybe someone we admire, someone whose good qualities are really evident to us. We might even be a little bit jealous of them. And this is a great antidote to that jealousy. But most especially, taking a look at someone's good qualities, identify one or two and go, wow, that's wonderful. Really rejoice that they have that. Rejoice in the happiness they get from having that quality and from the benefit it happens to others. How sharing that is beneficial for others. And just, yeah, appreciate it. Let that feeling of joy come up. Enjoyment. Delighting in their virtue. And then let's bring to mind one more person, someone who's close to you. someone in your family or a dear friend, someone you really appreciate. Think about them not in terms of all the ways that we're attached to them, but take a moment to just look at and think about their good qualities, the things that arise from their own kind hearts. And you can rejoice and take delight in that goodness. Spend a minute with that one. And I see that we have time actually for one more. This one's a little bit tougher. But just think of somebody that's a little bit difficult for you. Not the worst enemy, not the worst, but someone that's a little bit hard to communicate with or you have a little thing with. See if they don't have a good quality or two also. Looking past whatever our issue is with that present person, to really see that good quality that comes from their good heart and rejoice that they have it. And then we'll finish by rejoicing that we've taken this time to rejoice. Really rejoicing. Rejoicing that we've taken on the difficult people too. And in the absence of a gong, I'll do it like this. Gong. So that was quick. That was a quick run through of this inner meditation. But if we start to train our mind to see the good qualities in ourselves and accept them and be happy about them, if we can start to train our minds to see the good qualities in the people around us, then our joy naturally arises, and our capacity then to love and care for others, which is part of what we're looking for, our wish to connect with them, comes naturally. It doesn't become effortful. So let me see if there's questions or refutation.
Okay, great. Thanks, Chun Yi. That was very lovely. That's the only way I can think to describe it. I am checking for questions right now. I don't see any, but that doesn't mean anything. It can take a little while for them to come through. So just to remind anyone, just, you know, in the leave a reply box, just type your comment in there and then click post comment. And those will show up on the webpage for us. And maybe while we're waiting, I could ask a question.
Sure.
So I really like this. I mean, I really like this.
Did you have a little joy come up?
I had a lot of joy come up, and it surprised me. So I'm wondering, this might sound strange, but can you do this practice too much?
Well, what would be the result of that?
I don't know. Be like over the top happy?
Yeah, maybe. So can we allow ourselves to be over the top happy?
So I'm waffling and thinking yes and no, because yes, it's okay to feel what you feel, but moderation in all things? Yeah. Maybe I'm overthinking it?
Maybe. Because, you know, like any meditation, it's not going to have the same result over time.
Ah.
For sure. Ah. And also, I think different things come up. You know, if we do this, I think we can do this meditation every single day. And it's, you can do it in a brief way. But it lightens the mind, and it sure helps us. I mean, we have such a habit. This is universal. I don't think I'm picking on anybody. We all have a habit of criticizing and picking and finding the fault and seeing what's wrong in the situation. So to break our own habit, I think, you know, we have some eons of experience with the alternative. I don't think we're going to overdose on finding good qualities. I don't think.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah, that's probably true. Probably true. And it definitely brightens our minds so much. Especially, I don't know, it's been interesting because I just came out of retreat. And this year, because of the tone of the political environment, normally we would never check the news during retreat. But we got permission to actually do it out of concern. And I'm sorry we did, actually, because to see how combative things are, you know, that's kind of the environment that we're in. So to take a few minutes ourselves and look at goodness, oh, it's like an oasis. And it helps us also not get overwhelmed by all that stuff out there that really isn't about us. I mean, in one way it is, but in another way, in a really personal way, it's not about us. And it's and we are easily affected in a way that's not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a couple of comments.
Okay.
Here, and the first one is from Janet, and I want to say I agree with her 100%. She says, that was such a lovely practice. Thank you, Chun-Yi. It's wonderful to have you back with us, too.
Oh, nice to be back.
And we have a comment, so kind of a question from Sandy. And she says, rejoicing is usually associated with outward exuberance and display, but I assume rejoicing can also be a very quiet personal experience.
Definitely. And actually, from the Buddhist point of view, it is an internal experience first. It's a state of mind more than an expression. So we can be quietly joyful and, you know, not even have a smile on our face. People have different habits like that. But yeah, it's definitely an internal thing first, and then if it comes out or we express it, that's also fun.
So let me do one last check here for questions. I'm not seeing anything. We do have a couple minutes left. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, it's the value of doing practices that make us happy, and happy in an internal way. I appreciate Sandy's question, actually, because, you know, if what we're doing in our meditation or in our daily practice, if it makes us want to keep doing it, that's a good thing. So using some aspect in our daily practice that brings about a feeling of joy intentionally, or that brings about, let's say, I forget that, brings about an intentional appreciation for goodness in ourselves and others. Joy may arise, appreciation may arise, gratitude may arise, fear may arise, irritation may arise, jealousy may arise. But what we're working at is cultivating a mind that's appreciating goodness And that's carrying our own capacity for bringing peace of mind to ourselves, within ourselves. It's taking responsibility for that feeling ourselves. That makes sense? Am I saying that way?
Yeah. Yes, I think it does. I think it does make sense. All right, let me do one last check. Yep, nothing else at this time.
Okay.
And perfect timing because we're at the end of our session tonight. So okay. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. It's lovely to see you all again.
So glad you're back. And just want to tell everyone, join us tomorrow night. Nick Krantz will be here, and his topic is cheer up with a question mark. And that will be at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Eastern Daylight Time. Good night, everyone.
Good night.